My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in 1947, a teenage Arab shepherd found the first Dead Sea Scrolls in a cave. These letter scrolls were 2,000 years old. And from the point of view of time, Jesus could have read these from them. And so the boy sold the priceless scrolls cheaply to a leather worker in Bethlehem. The buyer said that he fully intended to use the leather to repair shoes. But later he decided the scrolls were too valuable for that and turned them over to scholars. My dear brothers and sisters, the story dramatizes the point Jesus makes in today's gospel. We can use God's gifts like our talents in a variety of ways. Some worthwhile, others wantonly wasteful. The parable of the gold coins suggests that Jesus' return is not very imminent as some believers believed then. In the intervening time, the servants are given gold coins to engage in trade. On the spiritual level, they are entrusted with the care of the community's wealth of faith. More precious than gold coins are the deposit of faith. Church leaders, the elders and overseers are expected not only to be keepers of faith and guardians of sound doctrine, they are also to lead people in loving God and their neighbors. St. Paul has this final word to his disciples, given the care of believers. He said in his letter to Timothy, "O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you." The question for us today is this: what are some of the talents God gave us? What are some of the talents God gave us? Are we using it to our advantage, or are we keeping it not in the bank, as the bad slave did in the gospel today? We pray, Lord, help us to use our talents, even though they are not the best. Amen.